Now we go to item seven, right? Recruitment, retention, and reactivation.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Secretary Hepler, Kevin Roblin here again, Deputy Secretary. I'm going to ask Tania Bethke to join me at the mic here and just give you a brief rundown of what R3, recruitment, retention, reactivation, means to the department. This is a very exciting time within the department. We are very focused on recruiting that next generation, getting those families outdoors, and I'm going to let Tania elaborate on what this means to us as a department.
Tania Bethke, Division Staff Specialist over Education and R3 Coordinator within the department. R3 is a national discussion that's going on to address some of the approaching concerns that agencies have regarding the declining numbers of sportsmen and women across the country. This is not something that's unique within South Dakota, and it's an overall trend that we're all looking at as something that we need to address to make sure that the future of conservation across the country is safe. And R3, the recruitment, retention, and reactivation of hunters, anglers, trappers, and outdoor recreationists, is how our department is working on that issue. So when we say recruitment, that's talking about bringing people in for the first time. So we've got folks that did not grow up hunting, fishing, trapping, or recreating outdoors that we're bringing in to engage together. When we talk about retention, we talk about keeping those people. So not just bringing them into a first-time activity, but keeping them, hopefully creating a license purchaser out of them or somebody that pursues outdoor recreation independently. And when we talk about reactivation, we talk about folks who perhaps hunted, fished, trapped, recreated early in life, and now we're getting them back after they've lapsed. So those are all multi-pronged approaches that we're looking at as a department that we can kind of make decisions on through the lens of R3. And so some of the things that we hope to accomplish here are things like engaging new populations and getting them involved in conservation while developing new outdoor skills. I'm talking about providing education, opportunity, support, and access to novices with the hope that they will continue recreating outdoors independently. We want to be able to provide advanced skills development to take introductory participants all the way through the next steps and get them to retain and stay with us. We're talking about reactivation of lapsed participants through advertising opportunities, getting them involved in mentorship or advancing their skill sets. And for all the folks out there who don't hunt or shoot or fish or trap, our hope is to create allies who promote the necessity of those activities to support conservation. And we're here to talk today about Resolution 1922 as a way to develop a lens for us to make decisions through that has that eye on the future of conservation and the future of our natural resources.
Thank you, Tania. Yes, I mean, that's a great way to put it. We are developing a lens, so every time we have a regulation or a fee in front of the commission, we'd like you to think very thoroughly about how this impacts R3. Every decision the commission makes has some way, shape, or form an impact on recruiting, retaining, and reactivating that next generation. So that lens is really critical. So within this resolution, we identify a few things that we hope the commission considers and we ask the commission to consider on every decision that is made regarding, you know, the proposal sheets in this book and the proposal sheets moving forward throughout many, many meetings to come. Some of the things, and Tania touched on it, I mean, we're at a steady decline in hunting, trapping, and angling participation since the 1980s, and that there's no doubt we are starting to get concerned. I mean, this is a nationwide priority. Some of those other whereas statements in there, I'm not going to go through all of them, but we do believe as a department we need to continue to prioritize the focus on recruitment, retention, reactivation of all resource users and outdoor enthusiasts. This is a huge priority to the department, and we ask the commission to join us on actively pursuing this huge priority because it is the future of wildlife management. You know, it is the future of camping in our parks. It is the future of that ability to do all those things outdoors. So it's very, very important. So with that, we are asking the commission to consider the following things, and this is found at the bottom of bullets 1-4. Every time a regulation, you know, is under consideration, adopted, or amended, we ask the commission to ask themselves and staff, does the regulation or fee inhibit a user's ability to participate? That's an important thing. There is a price point where this has turned folks off from participating in outdoor recreation, so we need to keep that into consideration. Does the regulation increase the opportunity for new and existing users? That is something that's true and near and dear that we need to consider every single time. Does the regulation have that impact? Does it restrict folks from participating, new folks, folks that already are participating? How does the regulation impact the next generation of hunters, anglers, trappers, and outdoor enthusiasts? And that one, I mean, think about those folks that come after us. Think about those commissioners that come after us, after you folks. And we have to always consider in the back of our minds the decisions we make today, how does that impact the next generation of hunters, anglers, and trappers? And lastly, does the regulation enhance the quality of life for current and future generations by getting families outdoors? And that's the overall arching goal of all of this, getting families outdoors, getting people engaged in the outdoors. They might not become hunters, anglers, or trappers. They might not camp in our state parks. But it also comes down to societal paths to continue doing what we love to do, and that's outdoor recreation. So with that, I asked for your favorable approval of this resolution. And I'm very open to a very good discussion on this topic, and it's such an important one within the department, and we thank you for allowing us to present this information to you today.
Is there a motion to approve Resolution 19-22?
Second? Yep. Discussion.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Commissioner Whitmire, I thank you for these things. Being relatively new to the commission, I'm looking at the considerations that that you're mentioning here, and I think we run across those with the conversations we've had in the past, and this is really fitting with the commission as I've come to know it. So I think it's very fitting, and I thank you for bringing it forward.
Any other comments, discussion? Not all in favor of Resolution 19-22, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution passes. Thank you. Is Visit South, Visit Spearfish. Next after that is Zebra Mussel Response Plan with John and Mike and Jonna.